The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
Let us pray. God, we thank you that you are always with us, no matter what lies ahead on the journey. Help us to trust in your presence with each step we take. Amen. Please be seated. On the road, Huckleberry Finn. Around the world in 80 days, Canterbury Tales, The Hobbit, The Odyssey. So many of the great works of literature are stories about a journey. The protagonist sets out from all that is familiar and embarks, not knowing what will happen along the way to the destination that they have in mind. Often the best parts of these stories are not what happens at the destination, but what happens along the way. We learn, we grow on journeys. We learn more about ourselves, the world around us, our traveling companions, the people and places we encounter along the way. Setting out on a journey requires courage, a willingness to leave the comforts of home for the unfamiliar places you will go. Journeying requires an openness to change, the willingness to step away from the version of yourself you've always known, to discover yourself anew and to be changed by everything that happens along the way. The Bible is made up of journey stories as well. Out of Eden, away from home, out of Egypt through the desert to the Promised Land, out of the Promised Land into captivity and back again, from Nazareth to Bethlehem, from the east to the manger, a flight to Egypt and back. 3 years of constant movement with Jesus in ministry. A journey to Jerusalem, to the cross. On the Emmaus Road, into heaven, all over the Mediterranean world to spread the good news. To the end of time. And so many more along the way. We encounter three of these journey stories in our scriptures this morning. First, we meet Abram. We know very little about him, only learning in the verses prior to the reading that he is from Ur in Chaldea, what is now Iraq, a place he left with his father Terah, his nephew Lot, and his wife Sarai. They were journeying to Canaan, but settled for some time in Haran, and Abram's father Terah died there. The name of this place that they settled, Haran, means crossroads, and this seems appropriate. After Terah dies, there is a decision to be made. Do they return to Ur? Do they continue on to Canaan, or do they stay right where they are? We have no indication that Abram is especially pious or righteous, as some biblical characters are described when we're introduced to them. We have no indication that Abram believes in or has ever heard of God. But suddenly, out of nowhere, God speaks to Abram, and God tells him to go, to journey onward, to leave home, to leave every claim to his very identity behind. God doesn't really give him details, says to go to the land that I'll show you. God promises blessings to Abram and insists that through him all the families of the earth will be blessed. So Abram went. The next journey story we encounter is Psalm 121. This psalm is one of a series of psalms known as Psalms of Ascent, thought to be recited in procession by pilgrims making their way up to the temple in Jerusalem. In this psalm, there is an acknowledgement of the very real dangers that might beset a pilgrim making such journey. But the heartbeat of the psalm is the insistence again and again that God watches over you, that no harm will come, that the one who makes this journey is not making it alone. The Lord shall watch over your going out and your coming in from this time forth forevermore. Even in the gospel, we find the story of Nicodemus, who makes a journey by night to see Jesus. Though the physical journey may not have been far, it's a dangerous one indeed. Going under the cover of night was essential. Nicodemus was a Pharisee, a keeper of tradition. Going to Jesus is risking his reputation, and for what? When Nicodemus meets Jesus, he finds nothing in the way of clear answers and plenty in the way of enigmatic teaching. Being born again or born from above, wind blowing where it chooses, snakes being lifted up in the wilderness. And Nicodemus's final words to all that Jesus says to him is, "How can these things be?" He's left in a place of uncertainty. There's more to his journey still ahead. And our journeys necessarily start with a great deal of uncertainty. There's much we can't know. Abram wasn't even told where he was supposed to end up, just that God would get him there. At this point, he never could have imagined that the journey would include the blessing of children to a couple well past childbearing years, that God would make a covenant with him that his descendants would be the people of Israel. The pilgrims making their way to Jerusalem are aware of the many dangers that might befall them on their journey. Exposure to the elements, robbers, wild animals, illness, injury, and they couldn't know which ones they'd face. Nicodemus may have thought that the most perilous part of his journey was to travel by night to see Jesus, but he had no clue that his journey was only beginning. For the belief Jesus asked for in their conversation was not about intellectual assent, but a life changed. A new way of living with God along for the journey. Nicodemus appears two more times in John's gospel, both in broad daylight. Nicodemus speaks up for Jesus when the Sanhedrin wants to sentence him without a trial, and at the end carries 100 pounds of burial spices out in the open to care for Jesus' body and the tomb. What a change for someone afraid to even be seen talking to Jesus at the start. The thing that all of these stories show us is that we simply can't predict what will happen along the way. But we are assured that God will be with us on the journey, showing us where it is we are to go, watching over us along the way, even joining us as a journeyer for a time. For me, there is a great comfort in this. With all the anxiety swirling around in the world right now, politics, public health crises, economic instability, the fear is real. The uncertainty profound. There's just so much we can't know. As we journey through our days, whether we try not to look at news reports or whether we scour them all day long, there's no certainty to be had about what's going to happen. It's in times like these that the scriptures speak to us profoundly. In a world trying to know, desperate to know, we claim our place among the voices from our heritage who found in their unknowing the courage to place their trust not in what, but in who they could know. With us in our times of uncertainty is a God who does not sleep or slumber, who will show us the places we are to go. There are no promises that things will be easy. That's never what it's about. But our scriptures remind us again and again that we are promised that we do not face them alone. The God who made all things is with us. God's hands hold us fast. God watches over us. Our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. When we say yes to our journeys, we do so with the awareness that there will be challenges, dangers that we know lie ahead, and the ones we could never predict, as well as joys beyond our wildest dreams. We will be changed by the people and circumstances we encounter. We will grow. We will be stronger. As people of faith, we journey on, knowing we are never alone, knowing that each one of us gathered here is journeying together. We may not know where we are going, but we know the one who does. We're not promised an easy road, but we're promised we will not walk alone. We walk with God, and we walk together, no matter what lies ahead. Amen.